This episode of 11 Point Caller has been brought to you by Turmoil and Turbulence and Weirdos Like You. Thank you.
It's 11 Point Caller, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel.
Trivia time! On February 20th, 1974, Jim Henson recorded in his journal that he was on crutches because he hurt his ankle. How? Was it A. dancing at a masked ball, B. riding his bicycle, C. skiing, D. filming timepiece, or E. none of the above? The correct answer was C, skiing. The Hensons went on skiing trips through the late 80s. Studies in Henson history. Today's topic, Presidents of the United States. I have again merged the Henson history with the closing clips. There will be clips of Muppets imitating presidents, referencing presidents, and other stuff. I will divide the clips into two basic sections. I'll start off with Sesame Street.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Good evening. Michelle and I want to wish all of you a very happy 4th of July. Whether you're in the heart of our nation's capital or watching across America, I hope that you're having a great time tonight. For those of you who are on the National Mall, however, I have a special request. I want you to cheer loudly enough so that we can hear you at the White House. Of course, Independence Day is more than just a chance to light up the grill, or maybe a few sparklers, while enjoying the company of friends and family. It's a moment to reflect on what it means to be an American. It's a time to honor those who bore great risk and demonstrated great courage to create a new form of government of, by, and for the people. It's an opportunity to rededicate ourselves to the ideals for which so many have given so much since that warm July day back in 1776. This year, we're also marking another special moment in our nation's history, the 40th birthday of a little show called Sesame Street. As president, and as a father of two girls who learned a great deal while spending time with Big Bird, Elmo, and even Oscar, I'm happy to mark this milestone with you as well. Happy birthday, Sesame Street. Happy birthday, Malia Obama. And happy birthday, America. Thank you, and God bless.
The American Revolution, a mini-series starring all your friends from Sesame Street, telling the story of how the United States of America was born, more or less.
Let's see, taking roll, John.
Yo.
Patrick. William.
Yeah.
George Washington, that's me, present. We seem to be missing someone.
Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo, here I am, sir. Here I am, your furry blue helper, Grover. Sir!
And what is this in your hand?
Oh, it is a balloon, General, sir. Streamers and noisemakers. Oh, today is the day we surprise the British. Remember?
Of course I remember. I am the general.
Now I may be new on the job, but I know how to plan a surprise. Now, here is what we do, okay? I'll show you. A visual demonstration. We hide. We hide right here. And when the British get here, we jump up and we yell, "Surprise!" And then we throw our streamers and we make a lot of noise with our noisemakers. Oh, and do you think they will get here, sir? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Grover,
Yes?
We do not want the British to come here, Grover. We want them to go home, all the way back to England.
England's that way?
Yes.
I do not understand.
Well, let me explain. The King of England keeps telling us what we can and cannot do without even asking our opinion.
Oh, that is not very nice.
Exactly.
No.
So what we're going to do, we are going to create our own country. Right, men?
Yeah, that's right. Create our own country.
We are going to make the British soldiers go back to England.
Right.
Yes. England.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how are we going to do that? Sir,
we are going to surprise them.
Yeah,
we are going to row across the river and sneak up on them.
Across the river.
Yes, the British soldiers will be too surprised to put up a fight.
Surprise!
But sir, it is Christmas Eve. I bet that the British soldiers have the day off.
What?
Yes.
The British soldiers have the day off.
That's what I heard.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly! So they won't be expecting us!
Yes! I get it now!
What a smart general type person thing you are!
The British Army will get the surprise of their life, or my name's not George Washington.
Come in! Come in!
To the boat!
That was George Washington? Hey, sir, I seen your picture in the money.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
Okay.
Sir, oh, please, sir, wait for me, please. I want to be in the painting, too. Oh.
General Washington was right. The English soldiers were too surprised to put up much of a fight, and he and his soldiers won a great victory for freedom that Christmas Day.
I, General Washington, will lead my men. This won't work. All of you are in the front of the boat, and none of you are in the back. I need some in the back. Well, no. Now all of you are in the back, and none are in the front. Wait, take a time out. Once again, all of you are in the front, and none of you are in the back. I need some of you in the front, and some of you in the back. Deja vu. All in the back again, none in the front. Okay, easy solution. Cat lovers in front, dog lovers in back. Perfect! Finally, some in the front and some in the back. We can go! Now, how do we get rid of all this ice?
The American Revolution. A mini-series starring all your friends from Sesame Street telling the story of how the United States of America was born. More or less.
Come to order.
We gotta get going.
Oh, come on, guys. Come to order.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
Now, because the United States of America is about to become a new country, we gotta pick our national bird.
Okay, whatever that means.
A good idea, but what's a national bird?
The national bird is the bird who gets to have his picture on our new coins and stamps and other neat things like government letters. Okay, so does anybody have any idea what our national bird should be?
Order.
We will do this the democratic way.
What's that mean?
Which means everybody gets to have their turn.
Yes,
Mr. Franklin.
Me. Oh, thank you, sir. Well, maybe you won't agree, and who knows, but I think our new national bird should be the turkey.
That's right, the turkey.
And I'll tell you why. The turkey was here to welcome our pilgrim forefathers when they first got here. But most important, I think turkeys are nice.
I like turkeys.
We don't want any turkey.
Order. Yes. Mr. Thomas Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think our national bird should be the pigeon. Yes.
Listen to my argument, please.
Oh, okay. Pigeons love all the simple things that are going to make America great. Things like statues and curbs and, well, let's not forget windowsills. So that is why I say let our national bird, please, be the pigeon.
Well, wait a minute. It's not a very colorful bird, you know.
I say, bully on pigeons.
What?
Right. Yes. I say, let's make the national bird the cockatoo.
What are you putting me on?
I don't think so. Okay, come on. Order. There are no cockatoos in this country.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, then let's bring them in. We could teach them to say neat things like scram and beat it. And they'll make enough noise so the British will just want to go home.
Order.
All right, any other birds? Yes, Mr. John Adams.
Yes. Thank you. I would like to see the bald eagle. The bald eagle become our national bird. The bald eagle.
Some bird with a toupee.
Let me tell you about the bald eagle.
All right.
The eagle is a handsome bird. It can fly higher than any other and glide way up in the sky, watching peacefully over town and prairie. So let's give the eagle a chance, huh?
No.
What do you say? The eagle, huh? What do you think, the eagle?
Order! All right. I think we're ready to pick our national bird.
How do we do that?
Let's take a vote.
A vote.
Everybody votes for the eagle.
Remember the pigeon. A vote is a great idea, but what is a vote?
A good question.
Thank you.
When I mention the bird of your choice, so signify by saying I. That is your vote. And the bird with the most votes wins.
Fair enough.
All right. First of all those in favor of the turkey say
aye.
All those in favor of the pigeon say aye.
Aye. Yes.
Sorry, Bert.
All those in favor of the cockatoo, say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor of the eagle, say aye.
Aye. Wonderful. Thank you all
and
for your vote.
The eagle is the winner.
Wonderful. And so our national bird became the American eagle.
Wait. You chose the eagle? Well, thank you very much.
Honey, look at that painting.
Oh, what painting, Bert?
What painting? That painting.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's a very famous painting.
It's a very big painting, Bert.
Yeah. It's of George Washington crossing the Delaware River. Over 200 years ago.
No.
Yeah, on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at all that ice in the river, Bert.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been very cold.
Yeah.
Why didn't he wait till it get warmer, Bert? Why didn't he wait till Easter?
Well, Annie, couldn't do that. I mean, the British were coming. Or going.
He's standing up in a boat, Bert.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to stand up in a boat, Bert.
Well, that's true.
Look at the horses in the boats.
Oh, wow.
Look at that, Bert.
Yeah, even horses.
Standing up, too.
Yeah.
You know what, Bert?
What?
You know what? I bet George Washington caught a cold, Bert. That's what I bet.
Well, he probably did, Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but did George Washington worry about the sniffles, huh?
I don't know, Bert.
Did George Washington just lie in his warm, toasty bed, huh?
I don't know, Bert. Did he?
Did George Washington stay home and open his Christmas presents?
I don't know, Bert. Tell me.
No, sir. No, not the father of our country.
No.
He got up and crossed the Delaware
to
New Jersey.
To New Jersey, Bert?
To New Jersey.
Hey, but Bert, if George Washington was going to New Jersey,
Why didn't he do what everybody does, Bert?
What's that?
Take the George Washington Bridge, Bert.
The American Revolution, a miniseries starring all your friends from Sesame Street, telling the story of how the United States of America was born, more or less. Today's episode of The American Revolution will be about Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence after John Adams and Benjamin Franklin gave him some help. We take you now to Thomas Jefferson in his study.
You see, I must write the Declaration of Independence. And since this is 1776, I need a quill, because that's what we write with. Quills, like I have in my hand. I'll just dip it here in the inkwell. Fine, and now to begin. Oh, no! I broke my quill! I broke my quill! I cannot write the Declaration of Independence without my quill. Oh, I'll never be able to write the Declaration of Independence. Never! Never!
Mr. Jefferson, sir? How is it going with the Declaration of Independence, sir?
Terrible. I broke my quill.
Oh, no.
I can't write the Declaration of Independence without my quill. I need a quill, Mr. Grover. I need a quill.
Of course you do, sir. Have no fear. Mr. Grover shall get you one now.
Oh, I'll never write without a quill. Never. Never.
Mr. Jefferson. Sir, here you are, sir. Just what you asked for. A drill.
Drill?
Sir, yes.
Drill?
Yes.
I didn't say drill. I said quill. Quill!
Well, yes, sir. I just thought you said drill.
No, I did not. I said quill.
Oh,
it's true. Drill rhymes with quill.
Yes.
They sound the same, but
yes.
But I didn't say drill.
Yes.
I said quill.
Sir,
I need a quill.
Yes, sir. Well, I can understand how emotional you can get about this. I will be back, sir, with whatever the quill.
I'll never write the Declaration of Independence without a quill. Never. Never.
Oh, Mr. Jefferson, Mr. Jefferson.
Hmm?
Here we are, sir. Here we are. Just for you, as you asked.
A chicken?
Mm-hmm.
A chicken.
Yes, sir, right here.
You brought me a chicken?
That I did.
How could you have made a mistake like that? Chicken doesn't even rhyme with quill. Chicken doesn't even sound like quill.
No, but sir, this chicken's name is Phil. And Phil does rhyme with quill. A Phil, Tom, Tom, Phil.
Yes, well, how do you... No, get that chicken out of here! I can't write with a chicken!
Yes, sir, I'm just a humble colonist doing my best, sir. Come on, let's go. Don't fight, please! Sorry, sir, please!
I'll never write the Declaration of Independence. Never. What's this? Why, it's one of Phil's feathers. What luck! A quill! For after all, a quill is nothing but a feather. Oh, I shall be able to write the Declaration of Independence after all. Mr. Grover!
Yes, Mr. Grover! Yes, sir.
Thank you. I shall be able to write the Declaration of Independence after all.
Well, no need to thank me, sir. Thank Phil.
Why, thank you, Phil.
He says you're welcome.
Now, let me see.
You can write.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Dip into the inkwell.
Mm-hmm. How are you starting this?
Once upon a time.
Could I offer a suggestion?
Why, certainly.
Actually, it's Phil's idea. What was it? All right. When in the course of human events...
Oh, by George III, you've got it! When?
And so, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, which declared the original 13 colonies to be free from England.
And now for characters owned by Muppets Studio.
Kermit the Frog here with some experts on clean air.
Air pollution is easy to overlook, even from up here.
I don't get it.
Even though you can't see air pollution, it's still harmful.
Oh,
we the people
must mount a campaign
right to Washington.
Huh, me?
No.
To find out what you can do about air pollution, write to Kermit, National Wildlife Federation, Washington, D.C., 20036.
We care about clean air. Bully!
And now, once again, it's time for great moments in Elvis history. Tonight, the Declaration of Independence.
Say there, George Washington.
What's up there, Thomas Jefferson?
Well, I was just wondering if you had any more of that there cherry pie left.
I cannot tell a lie. I ate the whole thing. Oh, mercy.
Mr. Hancock, are you ready to sign the Declaration of Independence?
You dang right I am.
Excellent. It will break all ties with the king. Now wait just one Memphis minute. I am the king.
Hey, now, looky here, Thomas Jefferson. You know that I'm the king.
Oh, no, I'm the king.
No, I'm the king.
Hold on a minute, boys. I'm the king.
Don't make me use my karate on you.
Gentlemen, great news!
Well, what's that, Ben Franklin?
I have just discovered electricity!
Rockin' good news!
Now we can play these here electric guitars.
Mercy!
One by land, two by sea,
let's all rock for democracy.
Now don't you tread on me.
Oh yeah,
you guys got red coats, don't you tread on me.
Join us for another great moment in Elvis history. Next week, Elvis of Arabia.
Dang, it's hot out here.
Now listen to the wisdom of our forefathers.
Stop me if you've heard this one. What's black and white and red all over?
I give up, Tom.
What? The Federalist Papers.
I don't get it.
July 2nd, they arrive. July 3rd, they attack. July 4th, they begin therapy.
Well, tell me, Meepzorp, why did you want to blow up Earth?
Because you stupid humans never listen to our needs.
Now. Let's try to talk this through. How do you feel about what Meepzorp's just said, Mr. President?
Well, first of all, ask him why the aliens never told us what they wanted. They just came and blew up the White House.
Hey, people cheered.
Just the Republicans.
And the Perot people.
Leave Perot out of this. He's one of us.
And then ask him why they blew up New York, Los Angeles, Moscow, London.
Well, I think blowing up those cities was really just Meepzorp's way of acting out his inner anger.
Oh, fine. Make me the bad guy. Oh, gotta go. My ride's here.
Always gotta go. My ride's here. Always. Just when we're getting somewhere.
Nah.
Ask him why that is.
Nah.
Coming soon. Codependence Day. This time, it's interpersonal.
I've got one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt who?
Roosevelt nice, but Gladys felt nicer.
Very droll. Mm. Did you get that one, George?
No.
Scooter Ben Franklin, what are you doing?
Inventing electricity.
Electricity? Huh. Why don't you invent something important? Like French vanilla pistachio ice cream with whipped cream and nuts on top. Or a yo-yo.
Huh? What are you making, Piggy Ross?
Just the first American flag, that's all. What do you think?
Well, isn't it supposed to be red, white, and blue?
Whoops. That was the back. Ooh, who can that be?
Oh, my friends are here.
What for?
We're signing the Declaration of Independence today.
We are?
Uh-huh. Hi, Kermit Washington.
Hi, Scooterman. Phew, boy, am I bushed. Mind if I take a nap?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, goody. Now we can say Kermit Washington slept here.
Sheesh.
Who are you?
Abraham Lincoln. Say, nice place you got here, Scooterman. Sure beats my old log cabin. Hi, Elvis Rolfe.
Elvis?
Hey, Scooterman.
Say, how long before you invent electricity so I can plug in my guitar? Oh, baby, baby. See, it's just not the same.
Wait a minute, Scooterman. Ed Lincoln and Elvis didn't sign the Declaration of Independence.
They didn't?
No.
Well, these are the only famous Americans we could think of. Right, guys?
Right.
Boys, now what? Come in! Who are you supposed to be?
I don't know, but isn't this a neat outfit? Gonzo helped me.
It looks like it.
The 49ers are coming! The 49ers are coming!
Huh?
The 49ers?
49ers? I thought the Redcoats were coming.
They couldn't make it. Got a big game in Cleveland tonight. We get the 49ers. And here they come.
This isn't right at all.
Now he notices.
Who cares? I'm getting out of here.
Stop.
And I'm off to Las Vegas. I'm a baby.
And I gotta be going. See ya, bye.
Sheesh. I think I'll go sleep somewhere where it's a little quieter.
Wait, what about the Declaration of Independence? We forgot to sign it.
Mark.
Who's there?
George.
George who?
George Washington.
I see. Very good, George.
For my closing clip, well, this one belongs in both categories. Just listen.
I'm looking for you. Wow. Look at all these people. Gee. Why, there must be thousands here. Well, maybe even hundreds. Who knows? Dozens may well be involved. Kind of makes me want to make a speech. My friends, on this great I Love Liberty occasion, it does my heart good to know that you are all pro-bird. Now I know that we have never had a president who is a bird. Or have we?
Big Bird, can you hear me?
Yes, but I thought on the seventh day you rested.
We need you, Big Bird. We're about to discuss turmoil.
Oh, turmoil? Turmoil? Is that anything like corn oil?
No, not exactly. See, turmoil is as American, well, it's as American as Big Bird. See, in a country like ours, where there are so many different opinions, turmoil seems to go with the territory, and turbulence, too.
Turbulence? Oh, don't you get that with an airplane?
No, there were no airplanes when America was born. But boy, there sure was a lot of turmoil and turbulence. Take the Continental Congress.
Ah, well, that's an airline, right?
No, it was a shambles. They were constantly at each other's throats. But when they'd finished, they had forged a declaration.
Well, I do declare.
Okay, if you all want to quiet down, I think we can start the play.
Kermit, darling, don't you look adorable in your little Tommy Jefferson outfit?
Well, thank you.
Kermit, what is this play we're doing? I mean, even the title sounds weird.
1776?
No. It's 1776, the date of the founding of America.
Oh, okay. Oh, what part do moi play?
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Piggy, but the play takes place at the Continental Congress. There's no part for you.
Hold it, Frog. What do you mean? There are no women at the Continental Congress?
There are no pigs.
What?
Okay, now then, everybody, are we ready to begin?
Yes. Kermit, I don't see any jokes in my part.
Wait a minute, Paul. If we're doing a play about the founding of America, shouldn't we do it like it really was?
Well, this is like it really was.
Wait a minute, look at the script, Kermit. It's full of fighting and shouting and arguing. It's chaos.
The United States of America was founded in the midst of chaos.
Woo! My kind of country.
Okay, everybody, enough of this. Let the play begin!
The Second Continental Congress, meeting in the city of Philadelphia, is now in session. 7th June, 1776, the Honorable John Hancock of Massachusetts presiding!
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. The chair now invites you to begin debate on the resolution of American independence.
What? Independence for America.
America.
This is America. We're going to be independent.
Gentlemen,
remember the Alamo.
Come on. You're supposed to ask me why I want independence.
Oh, why independence, Mr. Adams?
For the obvious reason that our continued association with Great Britain has grown intolerable. Yes.
Mr. Adams. Great Britain is intolerable? To whom, Mr. Adams? Why, personally, I have no objections at all to being part of the greatest empire on Earth and sharing its benefits.
What benefits? Crippling taxes? Cruel repression? Abolished rights? Kermit, this stuff is not funny.
Is that all England means to you, sir? Well, what about real patriots? Some men are patriots like General Washington.
Did someone call for General Washington? I cannot tell a lie. Moi am here.
Piggy, General Washington was not at the Continental Congress.
But mon cher, he was the father of our country.
No, George Washington was at home packing to go to Valley Forge.
Valley Forge, is that some sort of health spa?
Enough. We're supposed to be doing a serious play here.
Mr. Chairman, I call the question of American independence.
Gentlemen, why do you listen to this incendiary little man? Boston radical.
Whoa.
This madman.
Madman?
Yes, I've said
are
it.
You
glad.
Calling me a madman?
Yes.
You Ribble!
A lawyer!
We're talking about the basic freedom of life here! We will not be repressed!
Ophthalmologist!
We will not be repressed! We're talking about the freedom of life!
Four score and 7 years ago! Our forefathers
were Piggy, you're 4 score and 7 years too early for this play!
But come here!
Bye on you, sir! Bye! Come in! Wait, Kermit, are you sure that the Continental Congress was really like this?
Well, actually, yes. The history books tell us it was a lot like this.
But where will it all end?
Well, in their case, it ended with the Declaration of Independence and the founding of the United States of America.
And in our case?
What else? Song cue!
You're welcome!
There is a brotherhood of men.
A benevolent brotherhood of men.
A noble tie that binds
all human hearts and minds
into one brotherhood of men.
The winter states, the marching in. Oh, I want to be in the number. And the saints go marching in.
Modulate!
The saints go marching in.
Oh,
the
time is
in the concert.
loved it. So what? You also loved World War II.